Blog Talk Radio.
Brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ and seekers of the truth, this is the sixth edition of SDG, Sola Dea Gloria. Friends, it's been a while, and I do apologize, but I've been very busy in the matrix, as we call it, and the Lord's put this message on my heart, and I want to share it with you. Today, we're going to look at the New Age and the four lies of Satan. We're going to focus on Genesis chapter 3, the first six verses. Have you ever wondered what impact Eastern mysticism and the New Age is having on our Western society? You know, God's Word, the Holy Bible, it provides true enlightenment on the New Age with its beliefs in karma and reincarnation and pantheism and its rejections of the problems of evil. You know, we need a new state of mind, all right, but the New Age isn't it. You know, a New Ager would say something like, I am God and so is nature. They say everything is God. And that's the foundation of ancient Hinduism and the New Age. And we face it today, folks. This is one of the subtle ways that the enemy slips in and tries to turn us from the truth and onto a lie. The enemy tries to make us turn from God and look into ourselves for truth. Friends, it's always the same lies delivered by the enemy. And Jesus warned us in John 10:10, he comes to kill, steal, and destroy. The only thing he does different is he puts these old lies in new packages. So what is the new age? Where did it come from? It's really hard to define because it's just so eclectic. It's like a melting pot of Eastern philosophies. And it's really an old age philosophy. It's sort of like a cosmic sponge. It just absorbs everything, like the Borg, you know, from Star Trek. To a new ager, God isn't personal. God's a force. Today, there's a very, very well-known new ager. His name is David Wilcock. And he's a proponent of reincarnation. In fact, he believes he's the reincarnated Edgar Cayce. And he calls God an impersonal force. He refers to it as a source field, or I should say the source field. You know, this kind of reminds me of the Force from Star Wars. Now, there's an apologist for the New Age. Her name is, or I should say was, Marilyn Ferguson. And she wrote about the New Age in her book, titled The Aquarian Conspiracy, and I want to quote her. She said, an extensive network of Eastern-oriented groups make up much of what is called the New Age movement. A leading promoter of this movement is this Marilyn Ferguson, and she went on to say in this book, The Aquarian Conspiracy, a leaderless but powerful network is working to bring about radical change in the United States, broader than reform, deeper than revolution. This benign conspiracy, now those are her words, folks, this benign conspiracy for a new human agenda has triggered the most rapid cultural realignment in history. The great, shuddering, irrevocable shift overtaking us is, and listen to this, folks, a new mind, the ascendance of a starting world view. You know, this Ferguson, she believes that the old world view of the Judeo-Christian heritage is decaying before our very eyes and its funeral service is about to begin. And the new world view will rise from the ashes of its predecessors like the phoenix of ancient times. This is the way these folks talk, folks. These people are just so convinced that they have a better way and that they know the truth. You can learn more about this if you just Google something like the Aquarian Conspiracy. And there's a website called Crossroad, and they have some very good information on these types of wrong ways of thinking. Now, the New Agers have two beliefs, and they include this whole concept of an evolutionary godhood. Now, that's where all is evolving into the one God. We're all going to just be assimilated into the source, and we're going to lose our own individuality. Almost like the Borg, like I said, from Star Wars. And they have this other concept of global unity, and this is where all will become the one. Now, here are some New Age terms and buzzwords that I want to go through with you. And ask yourself if you've ever heard these in the news, on movies, on television, perhaps in conversations you've had at work or in the marketplace. Now, some of these New Age terms, they include words like the Age of Aquarius, the Aquarian Conspiracy, a new consciousness, new Orientalism, cosmic humanism, cosmic consciousness, mystical humanism, human potential movement, holistic health. And they got these buzzwords. You're going to hear them everywhere. Things like awakening, enlightenment, centering, channeling, consciousness, cosmic energy, the force of life, the global village. Let's not forget that one. Holistic, human potential, self-actualization, networking, planetary vision. How about this one, folks? Spaceship Earth, synergistic, transcendental, transformational, transpersonal. Have you heard words like this? Well, obviously we all have. Now, everybody that uses these words, they're not necessarily New Agers. You know, we're all part of this conversation today. But when you hear those words, flags ought to be going up, and it ought to alert you. And not only do these New Agers have these buzzwords, but they also have symbols. You know, the rainbow, the pyramid, the triangle. Lady Gaga's using that triangle everywhere. Check out Jonathan Kleck's video on that. the eye in the triangle, the winged horse Pegasus, concentric circles, rays of light, the swastika, the yin and the yang, the goat head that's centered on a pentagram, the 666, even the unicorn. Now, this doesn't mean, again, like I mentioned earlier, that those people who use these symbols are necessarily New Agers. It's just a symbol, like the cross is to Christians, and everybody that uses a cross isn't necessarily a Christian. So we don't want to judge the people, but we want to be aware of the symbols of the movement. Now, what Satan's done is he simply repackaged the product he sold to Eve so, so long ago. Now, the New Age isn't merely repackaging his old lies. They're foisting these things upon us in everywhere we turn, our literature, our movies, the news. And I want to read Genesis chapter 3, verses 1 through 6. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, Yea, hath God said, Ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, Ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, Ye shall not surely die, for God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. Now here it is. Here's what Satan says to the New Agers. To win converts, he's telling them this. Now listen here. Listen here, my disciples. You know, remember, Paul warned us that Lucifer comes as an angel of light, as does his minister. So this is going to be packaged really well, and it's going to sound very appealing. It's going to tickle the ears. Now here's what he says to his disciples. He says, to win converts, apply the same satanic deception I used on Eve in the Garden of Eden so, so long ago. Now let's look at these lies spawned by Satan so long ago and now repackaged by the New Age. I've got four of them here. And this is the heart of the message today, folks. The first one is the lie of self-development. Notice in verse 4, Satan said, Ye shall surely not die. Satan knows our instinctive fear of death, friends. And so Satan knows that people will buy into anything that quells this fear. The keystone to this deception is the whole New Age philosophy of reincarnation. Now, reincarnation is the foundation stone of both the old Hinduism and the New Age. And it's a physical rebirth over and over and over. You think people don't believe this anymore? Well, they do. And they call it the circle of life. They believe there is no death where we must give account of our life to a personal God. And that is such a lie. You know, Shirley MacLaine, everybody's heard of Shirley MacLaine. I call her a priestess of the New Age. And she wrote in her book, Out on a Limb, and this is a quote, and I quote, reincarnation is like show business. You just keep doing it over until you get it right. What a lie. They believe in karma, which is some cosmic bonus point system, and building up of credits or the taking down of debits. This is the foundation of the caste system in India, folks, and all of the atrocities we see in countries like India. They also believe in transmutation. Now, what this is moving up or down in the chain of life. In other words, if your karma was bad in a past life, you may come back as a worm in this life and get eaten by a bird. But not to worry, because you're going to learn from this, and you're going to grow in the process. Doesn't that sound absurd? I mean, that's just crazy. So they're saying, don't fear death, because you get as many chances as you need to get it right. Then guess what? It gets better. Well, not really. But once you finally get it right, once you finally arrived, then you get to attain what they call nirvana. Now get this, folks. Then you're absorbed into the one, and guess what? You cease to be. Is that absurd? Is that crazy? Oh, wow, we're going to do all of this You know, I'm going to come back. I'm going to get eaten by a bird because I'm a worm this time. And then when it's all done and I finally get it right, I cease to be. I get absorbed into the one, just like the Borg from Star Trek, folks. Oh, wow, what a reward. Nothingness. Now, if that isn't a lie from the pits of hell, friends, nothing is. So this even gets worse, friends, because look how they account for evil. They use the same twisted logic concerning evil. And here's what they say. They handle evil by saying, that poor little malnourished, flea-bitten child laying on the streets in Calcutta, they're getting what they deserve from a past life. What absurdity, friends. What twisted thinking. They also have the same logic applied to abominations like homosexuality. Shirley MacLaine, again, says that some souls make a rocky transition from a female to a male body, from one life to another. And there is left over from the past life some of their femininity, hence their homosexuality in this life. Dr. Andrew Greeley reported that 67% of Americans believe in the supernatural, and 1 in 4 believe in reincarnation. So self-development is the first lie from Satan. And it was spawned in the garden and foisted upon Eve, and now it's been adopted by the New Agers. And here's another lie, folks. It's called the lie of self-discernment. He continues on his little conversation with Eve in the garden, and what he says to her is, Eve, you can be like God. Look back on Genesis chapter 3, verses 4 and 5. You know, the serpent said to her there, and you shall surely not die, for God knows that in the day you eat thereof, your eyes shall be open, and you shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. This opened the floodgates to pantheism. And that's that whole thought that God is all and all is God. In Christianity, we say God is love or God is wisdom, meaning that these are attributes of his character. In pantheism, they say love is God or wisdom is God. And that's wrong. Do you see the subtle little difference there? God is much more than love. And he is much more than wisdom. These are merely attributes of our Most High God. Now, Hinduism is the foundation for pantheism, just like it was the foundation for reincarnation. And the New Age has embraced pantheism. And in this way of thinking, where all is God, even a worm is God, this is what has spawned the animal rights movement. And I may be doing a message on that later. I'm praying on that one right now. Now, in this way of thinking, animals are not elevated to the level of man. No. Man is demoted to the level of animals. We're teaching this philosophy to our youth in the schools today, folks, and in universities across the nation. And where will this end? Oh, you see the behavior? Do you see the degradation in our society? And this is why. You know, Satan tells Eve that she'll be like God. And the New Agers tell us that we'll be able to discern things via a transformation of cosmic consciousness. These are their buzzwords, folks. And they say doctrine isn't important. What's important are feelings. They say feel, don't think. What a lie. And even if you get into some Christian churches, they're not using the word doctrine anymore. They're using the word teaching. And teaching is not synonymous with doctrine. And here's why. We say experience is what matters. They say touching God is what is key. But they are not, in fact, in touch with God. They are in touch with the demonic. That's why sound doctrine is so important, folks. We must understand what it means to have a spirit of discernment. And they accomplished this through what they call transcendental meditation, or simply known as TM. Some say TM is too long, so it takes too long. So people like Timothy Leary back from the 70s, he said, oh, you can get to there very quickly through the use of psychedelic drugs like LSD. What it does is it expands our consciousness. No, what it does is provides a footstool, a stepping stone for the enemy and the demonic to enter into our souls. See, our spirit is the realm in which we fellowship with the Lord. Proverbs 20:27 says, the spirit of man is the lamp of the Lord which illuminates his heart or soul. Look at it in King James, the New King James. It's best said in that translation. And the realm of Satan is the soul, which is our mind, our body, and our spirits. Now, Jesus said he is the way, he is the truth, and he is the life. No one comes to the Father except through him. Look at John 14:6. Jesus also says that he is the gate, both into and out of the spiritual realm, and we must go through him. Any other way into this spiritual realm is trespassing. Read all of John chapter 10 and you'll see what I'm talking about. This is why self-awareness and self-discernment leads to the next deception, self-deification, saying, I am God, but so is nature. They believe everything is God and God is everything. That is pantheism, and this allows no basis for good and evil. They claim they are all illusions. Why? Because evil is part of God. No, what a lie. There's this man named Alan Watts, and he popularized Buddhism in America with the help of the Beatles and other popular type of cultural elements. But the Beatles were a big gateway, as was Alan Watts. And look what he said. He said, life is like a play where you see good and bad men in conflict on stage. But behind the curtain, they're the best of friends. Backstage, God and Satan go hand in hand. Only the uninformed differentiate between good and evil. Wow, what a lie. And then to quote Yen Men, one of the great Eastern teachers, this is what he said in his mystical Eastern writings. If you wish the plain truth, be not concerned about right and wrong. The conflict between right and wrong is the sickness of the mind. They're calling us sick, folks. Do you see what's being set up? Do you see what's being set up? I suppose it's okay to believe this way, friends, until your wife is raped or your daughter is murdered by Charles Manson. Remember Charles Manson? He was that sick, satanic mass murderer. And here's what he said. If God is all, then what is evil? Do you see where this ends up? He was a product of Watts and Yen Men. He was a product of that type of thinking. It's so dangerous. Those who say God is everything and everything is God. Male, female, plus, minus, dark, light. In this reality, all is moral and all is good. So if there is no sin, they wrongly reason that the problem is ignorance and man must be enlightened. Hence, more humanistic education. And, of course, transcendental meditation. The image of that now, if you think about transcendental meditation, here's the image. A fat Buddha, uncaring, unthinking, just sitting there until he reaches that state of nothingness or nirvana. Wow. Sign me up for that, folks. Now think about that. If Satan can get you to believe that lie, he wins. Now, Terry Cole Whitaker, he was a former evangelical preacher, and he has fallen away, and he's now a preacher of the New Age. And listen to what he says, and I quote, "You are God, and I am God, and together we create the kingdom of God. So worship yourself. You are the light." Wow. That's exactly what Satan told Eve in the garden. But saying that all is God, and hence you are God, is not a compliment. If you stop and think about this, now, fundamentally, it's not true. And if this logic were true, then bugs are also God. And that would mean that bugs and worms and even dirt are God. So it didn't elevate creation. It demoted me and you as those beings fearfully and wonderfully made in the image of God with a spirit. And like I said earlier, which is the lamp of the Lord, illuminating the inmost parts of man, which is our soul, our mind, body, our mind, our emotions, and our willpower, excuse me. Just stop and think about that. Fearfully and wonderfully made in the image of God. We have a spirit, folks. We have a spirit. And we worship a God. And we worship that God in spirit and truth. So let's stop and think about it for a minute. India embraces this philosophy, and it leads to a devaluing of human life. That is why they are such a poor country, with such a huge untapped potential for growth and development. This is where these philosophies come from. And look at the outcome, or look at the result in their culture today. Do we want our country to degrade to that? Yeah, that's what we're being taught in our high schools and universities. This is the very philosophy that also led to Hitler and to the abominations that he committed. So where does it all end? It ends with Satan's third lie to Eve, the lie of self-deification. And this is what says that we are all God because all is God. If we embrace this New Age lie, we'll end up with the old world lie, which was just like I mentioned, India. this destitute poverty. Did you know that because they embrace this warped view of reincarnation and that all is God and God is all, they don't control their rat population, and 20% of their grain harvest is lost to rats, another 15% to uncontrolled monkeys, and another 15% to sacred, unproductive cows? Friends, that's 50% of their grain harvest lost to sacred animals that they fear may be a dead relative. Is that right thinking? But wait, it gets worse. As Satan spewed these lies to Eve and Eve embraced these lies, the momentum really began to build. Her mind was taken over by this wrong thinking, just like it's happening today across this land. First, she embraced that lie of self-development. Then she embraced that lie of self-discernment. And then she embraced that lie of self-deification. And naturally, this morphs into this lie of self-determination. Again, if we look at Genesis chapter 3, verse 5, we see, "For God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil." If we are as gods, and if we know good and evil, then we ought to be able to determine what is right and wrong. This is where this thinking ends up, folks. Have you ever heard anyone say to you, "Well, that may be right for you, but it just isn't right for me"? Or how about this? I love this one. "What is right for them may be right for them, but certainly it isn't right for everybody." And they're referring to the Bible-believing, Jesus-worshipping, Holy Spirit-filled believers who know the way, who know the truth, and who know the life. Today we call this way of thinking relativism, and the New Age and relativism go hand in hand. They reason that if all is God, then both good and evil are both of God too. So they say you cannot make an empirical distinction between right and wrong. Remember the quote about the actors on the stage that Watts gave? Well, that's that whole type of thinking. It's all one big happy family. And just the ignorant or the uninitiated don't understand. Well, you know, there was a survey where 9,000 graduate students from 40 universities were interviewed, and the majority stated that they believed in moral relativism. Now, I want to finish this message and segue into the next message where I talk more about the New Age and the anatomy of deception, how Lucifer actually pulls this off as an angel of light. I want to end with some comments and thoughts from Ted Turner, a real guru in this whole New Age movement. And the reason I want to focus on Ted Turner is because he is such an important player in this entire New Age movement. And here I go. Ted Turner, the media mogul, he states that the Ten Commandments are outdated. They're old-fashioned. And he suggested the Ted Commandments for himself instead. Is that absurd? And I quote, "It is ridiculous to think something could be written into stone and become the rules for all time. That would only work if there isn't any change. Christianity is a religion for losers. I don't want anybody to die for me. Sure, I have had a few drinks and a few girlfriends in my life, and if that's going to put me into hell, then so be it." Wow, what a twisted way of thinking. And Turner went on to call for change, a change in the dating of time. Instead of B.C. or before Christ and A.D. after Christ, he calls for B.P. and A.P. Now, B.P. would be before P, after P for A.P. And he set the date at 2000. He's called for a total rejection of all military force in favor of UN arbitration. And this fits right into the New Age way of thinking. Well, guess what, folks? He missed his mark. We still have wars and rumors of wars. Now they set the new date. The New Agers have set the new date as 2012. And some of the ones who are really in the know have set it as 11-11-11. They believe that's when everything's going to ascend to this New Age. Remember, the Bible warns us that the Antichrist will destroy many through peace. Read 1 Thessalonians 5:3. "For when they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction will come upon them, as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape." Turner also campaigned for the support of the UN's control of the shaping of the New World Order. This is so sick, folks. And how did he propose to accomplish this? He appealed to his fellow media moguls, and he said, "We are the ones that control the attitudes of the masses. It is in our hands." Does this frighten you? Here's a man who called the Ten Commandments out of date, and just like Satan was telling Eve that she can discern good from evil, Ted's telling his buddies that they can too. Today, we are no longer asking what is right, only what will work. Check back soon, folks, in part two to this message, The New Age and the Anatomy of Deception. Stand on the rock of Jesus Christ, folks. He is our mighty fortress. I love y'all.
Hi, God.